Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
The pioneering hip-hop group N.W.A., standing for N-Words with Attitude, shook up the music world in the mid-1980s, and now they're the subject of an epic film called Straight Outta Compton.
They want N.W.A.? Let's give them N.W.A.
The world needs to hear it.
That's Paul Giamatti, who's excellent in this film, playing their real-life manager, Jerry Heller, who, in one of the many controversial aspects of this project, is depicted here as a sleaze and a cheat. But the guys themselves, Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, and the rest, are shown as courageous and sensitive heroes.
Your songs glamorize gangs and drugs.
Our art is a reflection of our reality.
Speak a little truth and people lose their minds.
Some of the movie has the feelings of truth, with Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jackson Jr., playing his father as a much younger man. But the story arc is overly familiar from every other music biz biopic you've ever seen, with talented, innocent kids rising to fame and then dealing with challenges from all their new money and celebrity. The attempts to relate to present controversies by portraying all black people as victims of police violence are clumsy and heavy-handed, and the vision of these real-life rappers as secular saints seems airbrushed and misleading, as I guess you'd expect, since a number of the principals helped to produce this movie. Of course, it's rated R for pervasive harsh language, drug use, nudity, and violence. 2.5 stars for the ambitious but two-dimensional Straight Outta Compton.